Vail, it's class of 2017 today. Finalists this year include the board games Risk and Clue, the Magic 8-Ball, Matchbox Cars, and My Little Pony. To make the Hall of Fame, toys must be judged to have inspired creative play across generations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Good morning, everybody, and we are here at the Cornerstone, Cornerstone right across from Crown. What, we'd be on Cypress.
On Cypress, but it's not across from Crown. That was Carl's direction.
Oh,
we're particularly very good. It's on the other side of the river from Crown.
Oh, okay, because I went to the downtown, the brand new one.
Okay, so Linda and I kind of got here. We got here. I think that's great.
Hey, we're here, and we're inside, and I'll tell you why, because today we're doing a special call so that for RABA and the veterans.
Live remote is a salute to the veterans. It's an opportunity for people to get involved and provide RABA passes for our veterans in Shasta County. And the city of Redding, the RABA, is matching your dollars. So every dollar that's given today in this salute, it's going to be matched by the city and provide more best passes.
Fantastic. So what we're asking, this is a call to action this morning while we're here live remote. A call to action for many things. Please come by and say hello.
Yes, please do. Right now, they're not open this time of the morning. So we're inside the bank.
We're inside the bank. And you know what? When you drive by in the corner, you'll see Q97 out front. You'll see 104 out in front. We're inside.
Well, we thought it was going to rain, and so we took the inside job.
Because we have dues, and we... No, I mean, because actually it was just really nice for them to let us be inside. And it's nice to be inside this branch. So come by and see us, and be generous with your donations today, and know that in doing so, RABA is going to match every dollar you donate so that a veteran... we know that we have veterans that have fallen on hard times. With the stand down, I hear about it with Carl many times during conversations. And having be able to go and have your transportation cared for and paid for by your generous donations is just something that you can do if you're looking for a way to tithe.
Absolutely, and it's a good thing to, because the veterans need to get to their doctor's appointments, get from places they need to go, and this gives them that opportunity to get themselves reestablished and get around town and go where they need to be.
And, so. Trish, what's really exciting with us this morning is we have a real official, somebody who can read the weather. Tell us about the weather, who is a real meteorologist.
There you go. And it's not really raining now. What is it doing?
Miss Brenda Belongi.
Good morning.
Mrs. Brenda Belongi.
Brenda Belongi here. Yeah, people don't believe me when they tell them I'm a weather forecaster, but once they find out, they always want to ask me what's going on. And I think you have to be careful about saying you have an inside job when you're in the lobby of a bank. And it is nice in here. It's not that bad outside today. Highs are going to be around 60. It's pretty mild outside right now. And it'll be mostly cloudy with some showers over the next couple days, actually, today and tomorrow. But the beautiful thing is that Veterans Day should be mostly sunny and a little bit warmer. Have some gusty winds today, tonight, and tomorrow as well. As one in a mini-series of weather systems passes by, we'll see a rain return on Sunday as well.
So what's going to happen, Trish, is that if you come by this morning, and the weather's brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
What's special about today when you come by Cornerstone off of Cypress on the corner of Hempstead
yes.
And Cypress is that you're going to get two for the price of one. You're going to see Trish and Linda. And you're going to see Brenda and Bob. Brenda, do you get to stay with us for most of this morning?
Perfect.
I'm so excited because, you know, Brenda and Bob. Bob has been with us since day one, Trish.
I know. And Brenda and Bob are such a great couple, and they have their own show on Sunday.
I think it's on Saturday.
Saturday.
And that's right.
Saturday
and Sunday. Oh, we double run it. Okay.
Saturday with a repeat Sunday night.
Okay, so Boomer Tech.
Yes.
And of course, you know, it's like if you're a doctor, people ask, you know, doctor, here my shoulder hurts or my elbow. You know, I can't. My brother's a doctor, so he no matter where he goes.
It hurts when I do this.
Yes.
Don't do that.
He could be on the bus, Brenda, and he could be on the corner or in an elevator, and as soon as somebody finds out a doc, they just automatically ask him. So that goes with the territory of being a pro and great at what you do in your field.
I know, and then every time I come in, whenever I have a problem with my computer or anything, you just can't help but ask somebody that's sitting right across from you, and you know they probably have the answer.
It doesn't cost $45 an hour.
Well, that's true. I mean, he's kind of a crafty over there behind with his microphone, and he really can't say, Trish, I don't want to answer your question, so it's cool.
Well, Trish, you being a former supervisor and being so knowledgeable about politics, do you have people get you aside? And what do you think about blah, blah, blah?
Always.
In the grocery store, no matter where you go?
Do you know, when I was actually on the board, Linda, at one point somebody talked about it being a full-time job, and I said that it is a full-time job because even when I'm in the grocery store, I'm getting the what about this and what about that, and you just don't have a lot of free time. So, yes, you do. But my problem is that I give them my true opinion, and sometimes they really didn't want that.
Hey, we have to go to the phones.
Okay.
I'm following Bob's message. I can see Bob in the corner of my eye. He did the phone symbol.
Okay. So,
which is, you know, your fist up next to you with the thumb and the little finger hanging out. You know what I'm talking about.
Do we know who's on the phone?
The Marines have landed. Yes.
Okay.
Or the Marine has landed.
Okay. The Marine has landed. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? I'm driving quickly toward Corning right now.
So are you breaking the cell phone law, sir?
He's on speakerphone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm heading down to Corning to speak at an assembly today of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders about Veterans Day. The funny thing is I didn't know right away it was in Corning until like just a couple of weeks ago, because I was saying, where is this school? And the guy said, well, it's in Corning. I went, oh, well, okay.
It's only a half-hour drive.
I'm almost here.
So,
anyway, I just wanted to say thank you so much, and for Robba, because Robba's collecting this money for those veterans to give them free bus tickets, and so they can get around a lot easier. In many cases, the men and women who may have injuries, and it is just difficult for them to drive, and so they use the bus all the time. The other things, of course, is sometimes for our veterans that are a little bit down on their luck. And as we found out, as Linda, as you mentioned, on about stand down. So this is a great, great way to help out those veterans.
Absolutely. And we'll be here, of course, till 9 o'clock. And we're the people here at Cornerstone are the loveliest people. Inside the door, we have, you know, we have a Dutch Brothers coffee and scones. I mean, they're so generous. But again, come by because we would love to have your donations for the RABA annual salute to the veterans event. Now, Carl, you're going to be talking about Veterans Day. You know, you have 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. What do you, for them, unless they have somebody in their family who served, they maybe just don't quite get how important it is to salute the flag, salute a veteran, what it really means to have served your country.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. I want to find out from the beginning. You know, first of all, how many of them know what a veteran is? I heard this. I think they would probably all know, but there's always a chance. But how many of the young people have had their members of their family serve in the armed forces? And I want to find out from that. What's that? How many of them have served? And then talk about why there is an armed force to protect our country for the freedoms that we enjoy, and then about the people in the service. I think it's important that the young people know, and then also the fact that it's a small percentage of people that have been in the armed forces, and that when people ask what can you do. Something as simple as, thank you for your service, because almost all of us feel like it's been an honor to serve this country. So I think that's
Carl, you may find that you really have a history lesson to give. I think you're going to find that a lot of those children in those schools are not going to be aware about veterans.
I think maybe you're right. And, you know, just the fact of being able to be, you know, that, yes, it's true, your parents restrict what you can see and what you can, you know, and what you can watch in the internet because they're your parents. And, you know, they want to protect you. I said, but that's different when the government wants to restrict you because you have these rights guaranteed under our Constitution. And there are people out there that want to take those rights away from you. That's why the armed forces, and I'm not going to get into internal so much, but there are people in other parts of the world that don't like us because of the freedoms we have. You know, in the oath against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to protect our people and protect our way of life. So it'll be something like that, yeah.
Good.
I've only written like 26 pages.
Our sponsors. Thank you so much. This morning, again, Trish Clark, Linda Bott, we are here for the 8th Annual Rob a Salute to Veterans event. Drive-through Cornerstone Community Bank here on Cypress and Hempstead. And come on inside. Come say hi to us. We love it. Just stop on your way to work. We'd love to have you have a donation. And again, Rob is going to match every dollar that you donate for transportation. Over 8,500 local veterans need transportation to get to work for medical appointments, school shopping, and other locations. Just remember that when we take this break, and we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356.8 to $518.8. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us today at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead, between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash or check drive-through event, or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Reading Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kia, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Reading Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For a limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Okay, and welcome back. This is Trish Clark and Linda Bott, and we're here at 8th Annual RABA Salute to Veterans event. We're doing a live remote in the Cornerstone Community Bank, not across the street from Crown Motor, but down the street and on the corner of Hempstead. And we're just here hoping you'll come by, and on Cypress, yes, and hoping you'll come by and visit with us.
Over the years, you've helped provide thousands of free transit rides to local veterans. So every dollar helps, and every ride is needed. RABA will provide a 50% match. Well, today it's a dollar. It's a dollar to match to
every
donation.
Yeah.
And so, you know, of course, this is for Shasta County veterans to provide free transit rides to local veterans in need of affordable transportation. So that, you know, there's nothing better. Anyway,
if they also if they don't have time to come out today and they just might make a donation, they can go online and do a tax deductible donation by just going online at Shasta. Everybody get a pencil, and then I'll give you the address in a minute. After, we'll come back to this, because if I say it now, they won't remember it. But so grab a pencil. Later, I'm going to tell you how to make an online donation.
Well, basically, it's ShastaRCF.org, and then when you bring that up, you'll see the slash, and it says fund RABA Salute to the Veterans.
Okay.
A lot of times, they'll come up, and you'll have different things to click on. So you can do that online as well.
ShastaRSC.org funds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Trish, do you want to talk about, you know, I love to pull this up, and of course it's USA Today, so somewhat slanted. And have you noticed that USA, do you ever read the USA Today?
I try very hard.
Not to?
Not to read any of the media that's out there, because I like to have a kind of a good mood most of the time. And when I start reading all the stuff they put out that is so slanted and is so wrong and is so basically just untrue, I mean, fake news, if you will, my mindset is better if I ignore it. But go ahead.
Well, no, so this is when they 5 things you need to know Thursday. This is according to USA Today.
Okay.
Trump gets down to business in China, seeking to make deals with the United States' biggest economic competitor. President Trump asked China Thursday to change trade policies and urged them to force North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. After meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, is that correct? I always wonder about that. Trump criticized various policies and protested the out-of-control U.S. trade deficit, with China placing the fault instead on his White House predecessors. Xi, who on Wednesday defeated Trump at the tour of the Forbidden City, told the American counterpart he is for a new starting point in relations and pledged to consider Trump's request on trade and North Korea.
And I think that that's a great thing, and I think that he can't make enough. In America, have been getting the short end of the trade deals for years. It's hurt our businesses. That's why we have so much money overseas and so many of our businesses going overseas. I admire that he's speaking the truth and going right to them with it. I also like the fact that I think we can make headway when they realize we're not trying to take over. We're simply trying to become the world power that we were before and guide the rest of the world. We were in a lot better shape when America was in control.
Okay, that's great. Okay, number two, travel to Cuba gets harder under new Trump rules.
As it should. I mean, we just decided, okay, you don't have to change anything in Cuba. You don't have to do anything different. You can keep treating your people terribly, and we're just all of a sudden going to take away all of the holds that we've had on you over the years and let you continue to do that and make nice with you, and we're not going to do that anymore.
Well, the new rules announced Wednesday ban Americans from doing business with entities linked to Cuba's military and security agencies, including many hotel stores and rum factories frequented by Americans in recent years. The rules also restrict the use of educational and people-to-people educational visas which thousands of Americans have used in recent years to travel to Cuba. Former President Barack Obama ended more than 50 years of diplomatic isolation with Cuba in 2014, but President Trump announced in June that he would roll back some of Obama's moves.
I think some of those ones that were not helpful to the United States, I think it makes a lot of sense. He looked, take a look at it, saw, I think, where it was putting not only American citizens in danger, but it wasn't helping any of us over here with the education issues either.
What did you think about when you heard that there were some diplomats that were staying in Cuba and they all suffered, many of them suffered, the majority of them suffered during this one particular stay in a hotel where they're not really sure if it was a sonic kind of thing? And I thought maybe this is a particular kind of a, I don't want to call it a warhead, but some kind of, you know, where their ears, their hearing, it was like an internal thing that happened within their hearing and their brain. And during the whole time they stayed in this particular hotel, the American diplomats had this happen to them.
You know what? I'm unfamiliar with that, Linda.
Okay, we'll have to look that up because that just freaked me out. That's one of those, I think, you know, I'm a little conspiratorialist.
I can do that. I can kind of get into some of those little things sometimes, and I try to watch myself. But
yes.
Sometimes I have to question, it's possible.
Okay, so more courtroom action in Ezekiel Elliott case. This is another one of these players. Ezekiel Elliott's legal team will again make a case that the Dallas Cowboys running back should be allowed to play this Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. Have you been watching this? NFL should be prevented from enforcing a 6-game ban over allegations of domestic abuse as the merits of the case are decided.
You know, the NFL and everything they're doing. See, now to me, okay, we're going to go into their private life and we're going to try to take over as a control because they're playing for us as NFL. But we can't control anything they do on the field during the game because we don't want to tell them how to do their life.
So
that doesn't make any sense to me. They need to either get in or get out.
Do you think Roger Goodell needs to be replaced?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But at this point, I'm no NFL. I'm done.
You know what? You're not the only one. You know what? We have friends. I'm not going to mention any names. But we have friends that we'd go to do Super Bowl parties with.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not watching it.
That's
huge. It's huge.
I am a rabid Raiders fan. I mean, I've not missed a year of seeing at least one home game, many more games usually. I mean, I bleed silver and black. I have stuff all over the place, and everybody knows. I followed them to L.A. Since the 60s, I've been a Raiders fan. I have not had a game on. I've taken down all of my Raider memorabilia, and it's in a box. I'm not quite ready to burn it yet.
Have you written a letter?
I have.
Oh,
I
good
have.
For you.
Absolutely, because I feel so strongly about it. They cannot take a knee. They cannot come out on the field and not show proper support for this United States and that flag. Too many veterans, too many Americans have lost their lives and paid the ultimate for our freedoms, for them to get out there and play that game, and for them to disrespect my flag and my country, and me pay for it? I think not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can't go there.
Well, there's definitely a time and a place. So.
Yeah, well, that's not the time, and they don't even know what they're protesting, mostly.
Okay, we've talked about Ezekiel Elliott. That's interesting, and I love how your response was. Okay, now, Metallica, Dave Matthews, headline Wildfire Relief Concert. Metallica and Dave Matthews will headline a concert actually tonight in San Francisco supporting relief efforts after devastating wildfire scorched Northern California wine country last month. Metallica, Matthews, and rapper G-Eazy formed the Band Together Bay Area Coalition, which says all of the money raised by ticket sales will go to a fund for low-income, vulnerable populations displaced by the destruction.
That was such a tremendous... Oh my goodness. Do you know, I have a friend that works for a business that their home office is there. Half of their home office staff and people that work for them lost their homes in this. I mean, in Santa Rosa, this is the most devastating. You know, the one, and to me, there's so many people trying to do the right thing, and then there's always those people that are going to make a buck off of something. And the latest report is that all of the property, you know, hundreds and hundreds of homes were destroyed. there are so many people that have lost their homes, have no place to live. Anything that's a rental, motel rooms, everything has gone sky high.
Right, right. Just like it happened in Vegas after the shootings, and you were seeing reports of the gouging of what it costs for a bottle of water.
It is horrible.
And it's over $1 billion in damage. 40 people perished. 40 people perished.
Yeah.
One of the blazes nearly torched Metallica's guitarist Kirk Hammett's Sonoma County home. When it comes that close to you, see, right now we've had so many tragedies in the country, don't you think? That we've gone from, you know, the hurricanes, the floods in Texas, the hurricanes, the destruction of, you know, people losing their homes, to the Texas massacre, to, you know, recently the church massacre, and then the fires, in Helena, the fires in Sonoma, throughout the country. It's almost like, you know, you hear a statistic, and it's not. You know, if you focus on it, then you feel it, but it's almost like it's numbing.
Well, I think you almost get to the point where you don't react, because you're right. Your brain is numbed, and it doesn't become something that's horrific anymore. It becomes something that's every day. And while each one of it, because here's the thing, if you own a home and it all by itself, it burns down, I will guarantee you are as impacted and as traumatized as any of the people that were in those fires there. That one single home to the person that it happens to. But the impact on society, and when it just keeps happening, how do you work that through your system and your brain on a daily basis?
A lot of PTSD is going to be happening for these people. I know that Bob's looking at us saying, we got a break, because we do have to stay true to our structure. That's one thing that hopefully we stay true to.
One thing we're not staying true to today is the little advertisements. I think that book got left at the office.
It's all right. Okay, we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. We are live on remote. Trish Clark, Linda Bott here at Cornerstone Bank. We are here to do the it's called the 8th Annual RABA Salute to the Veterans. Please come by. You can donate online at rabaveterans.com, or you can drive to your Cornerstone Community Bank at Cypress, Redding. We'd love to see you guys this morning. It's the 8th Annual RABA Salute. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dream.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency. Not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law. This Friday, November 10th, KCNR and Crown Motors join forces once again with a salute to the veterans. Carl and Linda will be broadcasting live from Crown Motors in Reading at 555 Cypress Street with stories from those who have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror. Plus, Crown Motors will donate $100 to a local veterans organization for every vehicle sold. Come out and join us Friday. Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, beginning at 7 a.m. for Free Fire Radio's Salute to the Veterans.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I had the radio on, I was driving. Trees went back.
We're hot.
And welcome back to Casey and our.
I failed to notice the warning that we were on.
I'm glad we weren't saying anything naughty.
Yeah.
Well, and the mics were still open, and here we were. So we are at Cornerstone Bank, a Cornerstone Community Bank on Cypress, and we're doing the Salute to Veterans. Rob, a Salute to Veterans. This is your opportunity to come by. Please come inside the lobby and donate to us, and or donate to the Rob thing. But come in and say hi.
We have information. Okay. A caller asked about who do you make a checkout to. You.
Right. So the story is that you can make a checkout to RABA, and on the memo line it's good to put Salute to Veterans so that they know that's what it's for. You can drop that off here at the in the donation box as you spin through in your vehicle. You can mail it to the Cypress Street location of RABA, I think they said. But you can mail it to them, and then you can also drop it off any time of year. You can make a donation to this program at any Cornerstone Bank. Just make sure that you put on there that it's for Salute to Veterans. So make the checks out to RABA.
Well, and a big heads up for Cornerstone Bank Community Bank to make that service available and be a part of that. Just ask as a place to pick up those donations.
You know, and if you'd like to make an online tax-deductible donation, please visit, you know, again, Shasta.org. Funds, RABA Salute to Veterans Special Project Fund, but you can donate online to RABAVeterans.com. And even better yet, if you're on your way to work, stop to the bank here, by the bank, and come on in. It's just a quickie. There's places out in front, because Trish and I would really like to see you.
Yeah.
And say hello and good morning to you and all that good stuff. We have a guest that's supposed to be arriving here. We're looking forward to, and I first of all, during the search for the new the symphony conductor, we had four different people that were applying or that were being interviewed, and they would be guests. What would you call them? I call them conductors.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved Scott Seaton. So when they chose Scott Seaton, I was really happy that they did, because he's really quite a special individual. You know, he's also, I don't know if we'll get into it this morning, we're kind of going to be covering a lot of things, but he's an avid cyclist. I mean, like 300, like across America cyclists.
On Monday when I did the show with Enjoy Magazine, they have an article about Scott Seaton in the magazine this month. And so I'm the things that were said about the difference he's making in the symphony, I think one of the directors said that he was the change we didn't know we needed.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And I thought so I'm anxious to see the symphony is here and see what have meant, because it's always been exceptionally good.
He is really wonderful, and he's just brought this kind of like a rock star vibe. I mean, I tease him because I think he looks a little bit like Ryan Seacrest, and I think that, you know, he's been have this, like, you know, this world. And he grew up playing jazz and playing saxophone. And I kept asking him because I was enthralled. And when I had my Thursday night shows on the spot with Linda Bott, I was able to interview him. But what sticks out of my mind is not only that he's been all over the world and he's conducted, the people that he's bringing in, the special guests that he's bringing in, and he's doing this kind of almost like we have this pop culture symphonic, and the people who are playing in the orchestra, the few that I know that play in the orchestra, absolutely love his leadership.
Oh, perfect. Because if everybody's on the same page and they're really following and vibing with him, that comes out in a performance. So everybody's on the same page.
Well, I can equate it to, like, I can sing My Funny Valentine a million different ways and a million different nights and a million different moods. And if you're a musician and you're playing the same composition and you've played it maybe many times, it the difference of the person who is in the front conducting can bring a whole new energy to the notes on the page.
Wow.
It bring a different life into you. It's almost like, you know, you are who you are, but maybe if you're in a sunrise or a sunset or in a different place, whoever you are can change a mood just by the atmosphere.
Oh, I and you, of all people, would know about that because, my goodness, the background that you have, I'm always amazed that you landed in this little town here.
I know. Was that really me? Was that me?
Because you still are. You're absolutely. You're just bringing that to this little North State community, and we love that you decided to be here.
Well, Trish, thank you very much, and I love being here, and I could say the same for you and so many people that have had just wonderful, colorful lives and done so much to, you know, add to the community. Very quickly before Scott comes, he's coming in the door now, we're going to be traveling on Thanksgiving. We're flying. Okay, we're going to be going back to Albuquerque to see the kids. In recent undercover tests of multiple airport security checkpoints by the Department of Homeland Security, inspectors said screeners, their equipment, and their procedures filled more than half of the time. So when I got that heavy went through security, I had a bottle of water, and I think we were in Seattle and coming back from Alaska. I mean, it was pretty intense, and it was by a very tall Russian woman, Croatian. She was something. She was beautiful and tall and girl. After it was done, he looks at the other guy and says, "That was good for you as it was for me."
Oh, yeah, because he really got carried away with it. Perfect. Okay, so we do have our guests.
Come on,
here.
Scott, come saddle up.
Come right in here and join us.
We are so excited again, and then we also have a very good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Okay, here's your microphone.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
You got to get really close.
You got to get right in and personal with it.
We were talking all about you and the fact that Enjoy Magazine has a special article. Good to see you, and how you brought this. You know, you've taken the North State Symphony as well as Chico into like rock stardom, and bringing all your wonderful ideas. And what was the saying that you said?
Oh, I loved one of the quotes that one of the directors said, that he was the change that we didn't know we needed. And I thought that just said so much about what you've done for the symphony.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to the first time I get to hear you.
Okay, welcome to the morning show, and I know you have a special guest, again, Scott Seaton. And if you're wondering, we are live on location. Thanks for getting up so early. We are doing what they call the RABA Salute to Veterans. It's the 8th annual, so people coming through, when they make their donations, Rob is going to be matching. It's a dollar? 50 cents match. To every dollar that you, Matt, that is donated today. And that's for our veterans who need to have transportation. So we know that you do so much for the community, all of our listeners do, and we just want to thank Scott for coming to location this morning. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a little tired.
Yes. But did you guys practice last night?
No. I'm with Chloe Trevor, and she got in yesterday afternoon, and then we had a radio interview last night, and then an event in Chico. So we're doing good. We rehearse tomorrow night for the first time.
All right, where are you traveling from? And could let's find out a little bit. Your name again?
My name is Chloe Trevor, and I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Wow. Did you know? You know, when you see somebody meeting you, and you open your mouth, I love the voice with the appearance. So I can't wait to hear you play. Tell us a little bit about your history. You're a violinist.
I am a violinist. My mother is a violinist in the Dallas Symphony, and my father, Kirk Trevor, is a conductor. So they gave me my first violin when I was 18 months old that I carried around and tried to play a lot, apparently, as a baby. And my mom taught me until I was about 8 or 9. And I started with my main teacher, Arkady Fomin, after that, and started touring around the world when I was about 11. I went to the Cleveland Institute of Music for my undergrad and Rice University Shepherd School of Music for my master's. And I've just been playing everywhere ever since. And I'm really happy to be here in Reading and Chico and California in general with Scott and the North State Symphony.
This is her first time in California.
Yes.
First time to California. So, Scott, how did you, when you're going through your program and you're looking to fill it with a special guest, mm-hmm. How did you two connect?
That's a great question. So I think Chloe and I originally connected through friends of friends on social media. She was actually unique and to me because she had an extraordinary following. On Instagram, for example, she has, I think, 136,000 followers. So she's really good about showing the inner workings of the musical world. And what also attracted me to her is that she's a very passionate advocate of new music. So it worked well for this particular program. And Dan Pinkston's world premiere, who's a Reading-based composer. So that's
May I ask how old you are now?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You don't ask a lady her age?
Well, I'm just curious because I'm ish. Okay.
What decade were you
born
in?
I'm 30.
Okay, I would card you if you walked into my car. Okay?
That's why he was asking.
I know.
Well, love the fact that there's this youthful, if you will, movement that's coming to some classical pieces that have been around for hundreds of years.
Right.
And when you talk about this contemporary, now we have a Reading local.
Yes.
What's his name again?
Dan Pinkston, who is a professor at Simpson College.
Okay, Dan. Okay, and so you're going to be playing one of his compositions.
Brand new, never been heard before.
Wow, exciting!
Yeah.
From when you think about the symphony, I think this picture that's in front of us, as you say, is this very youthful, new kind of thing. And when most people think about symphony, there's a picture of rather mature people.
I moisturize.
But that are involved in it. But this is great. And a new compensation from a local.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is exciting.
It's very exciting. We do have to take a break for our sponsors. Please stay with us so we can get some more information. And
absolutely.
I can't wait to get some more information from our Texas gal there. And I have such visuals about you growing up at 18 months old having a violin. I want to find out more about how many ways you can play it. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us today at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead, between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash or check drive-through event, or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 23rd. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11 and children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's better at the river. Join us at Twin River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Everyone's invited to an evening of fun and all-you-can-eat ribs with all the fixins, plus gun and bucket raffles, live silent, and fabulous dessert auctions. This benefit fundraiser is in support of Friends of the Shasta District Fair and the future of our wonderful fair and event center. Please join us Saturday, November 11th for all-you-can-eat ribs and an evening of fun with friends at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Dinner tickets and sponsorship tables available at Shasta District Fair and Event Center office or call 378-6789.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want
good morning and welcome back to our 1460, Trish Clark and Linda Bott. We are live here for the eighth annual Rob a Salute to the Veterans event. Come on to the Cornerstone Community Bank on Cypress. Make a cash or check donation, and you know that you're going to help over 8,500 local veterans need transportation to get to work, medical appointments, school shopping, and other locations. Robba will provide a 50% match to your donation.
And you can also go online and make a donation if you don't want to come in at shastaarc.org. Funds, Robba, go in and make a donation. And anytime during the year, you can come into Cornerstone Community Bank and leave a donation for Robba, make it payable to Robba, and then those veterans can get the rides that they need for their doctor's appointment and just to get around town.
We have a caller. Right now we are with a very special guest, Scott Seaton, who
Linda?
Is here. Yes, good morning, Dan.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
Well, this is Dan Kinkle.
Unfortunately,
yes,
Dan, our guest can't hear you, so we'll have to relay.
Oh, okay. Very good.
I'll have to reiterate. So Dan Kinkle is on the phone, and Dan Kinkle is by far, to me, one of the most supreme drummers, and more than just a drummer. I mean, encompasses a great musician on all levels. Dan Kinkle is on the phone, and good morning. What do you have to say?
Good morning, Linda. Hey, thank you so much, and kudos to you. You're quite the singer yourself. I'm just so excited to have Carl here. He's speaking at Maywood Middle School today, and we're just so excited to have him. I'm really looking forward to his speech, and I so respect his service to our country, and I'm so excited to be part of this today.
How wonderful, Dan. I had no idea that... So Carl is speaking at Corner, right. In Corning it. So you know, we've got Scott Seaton here, a special guest, who you know very well is the North State Symphony conductor as well in Reading and Chico.
So
who's
like
that, Dwayne Corbin?
But I know that you're such a music lover, so isn't it interesting how small the world is? You're calling because you're part of the music situation out in Corning.
Exactly. I'm here. You know, I'm the band director here in Corning. I have been for nearly 30 years, and I just found out last night at 5 o'clock that Carl was speaking, and I was just so excited, so I hustled in here, and I'm looking at this huge display of donuts, which Carl and I are not eating. We're standing here, and we're being very disciplined, and
telling
we're not eating
boy.
Any donuts.
Linda said so you're a great good boy. Dan. Oh, how funny. You know, in all these years I've known you, I did not know that you were the band leader for, I did not know that. So thank you for that information.
Well, it's a small world, you know.
Well,
Linda, I'm
call us
let
afterwards
you go.
And let us know how he did, okay?
I will, and I've got class, and I don't want to
on how he did in his
you know?
Speech.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so Scott. Let's go and let's hear some more from our violinist and about the performance and what we're going to be doing while you're in Reading.
Well, so like I said, the piece, well, the main piece that she's going to be playing is brand new, like never been heard. Very exciting. I mean, the sounds you heard or you're going to hear this weekend are sounds that have never been heard before.
I've never heard it.
We've never heard it.
Okay, no, wait a minute. So when you got here, you are now like blindly playing a brand new composition?
I mean, not completely blindly. I have my part and I learned my part, but I haven't heard it with the orchestra. Like I found out last night that there's apparently a glass harmonica playing at the end. I didn't even know that because I've only heard a MIDI recording.
Does it like make you nervous? Do you have?
I'm mostly just excited because, you know, I know what my part sounds like and I know what I've worked on and what I imagine for the piece, but I'm excited to hear it in context with the whole orchestra and have a whole completely new level added to it. So I know it'll change my interpretation and I'm really excited to, you know,
you're
hear
applying one
like.
Color, but yeah. You haven't seen the entire
right.
painting yet.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
This is so exciting. A new song and so none of the orchestra has played it. So the best time to be there is going to be at the first practice when you put it all together.
Maybe.
Right.
How fun will that? Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Scott, have you heard the piece?
Only in my head. I mean, I've heard the same thing she has. There's a MIDI recording, but it's really not the same thing. So.
And how did you go about selecting that this is going to be on the program?
Well, Dan Pinkston is, you know, an established Reading entity.
Right.
And we've been wanting to collaborate for, you know, since I've arrived in North State. So this seemed like a good opportunity because he already had ideas for a concerto in progress, and we just took it all away. But what's great about this is you'll have, you know, Dan's new piece and then a piece like a flashy violin standard showpiece that she's going to play by a French composer, Maurice Ravel. So just like everything that the violin can do, you're going to hear in that piece.
So, Chloe, that's the question I wanted to ask you, too. And, again, welcome to the North State. We're so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
When you were given a violin by your parents at 18 months, I mean, did you – you learned, of course, your mother trained you, you said, mm-hmm. and classically. But did you fiddle? Did you play? Did you play with your teeth and your fingers and use it
funny,
as a guitar and
you know,
every which way?
Not that I can remember. It's funny that you bring up fiddling because fiddling is actually something that I've been a lot more interested in lately. And usually people get into it in their childhood or their teen years. And it was something that I had no experience with because my parents weren't in that scene. And I was just very, you know, youth orchestra and like practice hard at my lessons. And I started branching out into other forms of playing more when I got older, like more recent years. So it's kind of different, I think.
Okay, so we have tickets here that we're going to be giving away, and of course you can call Jared, who is the producer in the studio, so you can call 605-4567 tell us again when we have the concert is Sunday, November 12th at the Cascade Theater, and Or Chico, which would be November 11th.
Saturday night.
So you have a matinee at 2, so give us a call here, and you can get passes and tickets for the North State Symphony. We are so thrilled, always, Scott and Chloe, so welcome. We're very excited about this fantastic, wonderful addition.
I think it's going to be so exciting for the community and this first concert. On Sunday in Reading, mm-hmm. and on Sunday. Saturday in Chico. This weekend.
This weekend, very, very soon.
Yes, so
absolutely brand new composition.
This is so exciting.
And a lot of old great ones too.
Yeah. So. And absolutely. So and tickets. How do they get their tickets?
The Cascade Theater box office. So or go online to northstatesymphony.org and it will direct you to the right places to go.
Perfect. Okay, we have about 30 seconds left, Scott.
Yes.
How are you liking Reading?
Oh, Reading's fantastic.
And North and Chico and all of...
It's all good.
are you cycling everywhere?
I'm doing a lot more running right now because I have the Boston Marathon in April. So.
Okay, there you go. That's our guy.
Okay, so we are going to go and thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to take a break and we will be back in just a minute.
Thank you both.
KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Be long now, Senate Republicans about to take the wraps off their version of a tax reform bill.
What we wanted to do was to design a tax code that delivered meaningful tax relief to middle-income families, and then, of course, on the business side, a tax code that lowers that rate down so our businesses can be competitive in the global marketplace.
Senator John Thune on CBS This Morning, Senate correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praises the bill and the process that developed it.
It's the product of a lot of hard work, dozens of hearings, and member input.
Minority Leader Charles Schumer says there was absolutely no input from Democrats.
It was constructed entirely behind closed doors by the majority party, who have no intention of negotiating with Democrats.
Republicans who did have a hand in crafting the bill confirm at least one fact. The bill will repeal the federal deduction for state and local taxes, a significant difference from the House bill, which sets the stage for a showdown with the House to come up with a compromise between the two versions. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
President Trump continues urging China to be more forceful in confronting the North Korean nuclear threat.
The president said he and Chinese President Xi are on the same page when it comes to North Korea.
We discussed our mutual commitment to the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
He said all responsible nations must unite to deal with the North Korean threat, and that includes a halt to China's trade with the North. The president said China can fix this problem easily and quickly, and he urged President Xi to work very hard on it.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Senator Rand Paul's longtime neighbor pleading not guilty to charges that he assaulted the Kentucky Republican while Paul was out mowing his lawn. Wall Street, the Dow down 84 points, NASDAQ off 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-566-2424. That's 800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Trump administration imposing travel and commerce restrictions on Cuba that will make it harder for Americans to visit the communist island.
The new rules amount to a partial rollback of the Obama administration's diplomatic opening with Cuba. Americans wanting to visit Cuba will have to go now as part of organized tour groups run by U.S. companies, and a representative of the sponsoring group must accompany the travelers. The State Department is also publishing a list of dozens of hotels, shops, and other businesses it says are linked to Cuba's military. Americans will be banned from doing business with those institutions. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Syrian war observer says ISIS has withdrawn from its last stronghold following a government offensive. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government forces and allied troops, including Iraqi fighters, are combing the strategic town that borders Iraq
and they're finding no ISIS fighters left in that town. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's trouble for a big media merger.
AT&T says it's uncertain when its $85 billion deal for Time Warner will close, making investors worry that regulators may try to block it or require significant changes. Reports from the New York Times, CNN, and other outlets citing unidentified people say the Justice Department wants to require the companies to sell Turner Broadcasting, which houses CNN, TBS, and TNT, or to sell satellite TV provider DirecTV, which AT&T bought in 2015. Keith Peters reporting.
Video from inside the small Texas church where a gunman opened fire on Sunday underscores the horror of the attack. Last evening, Vice President Pence joined mourners at a memorial service. It was held in a high school auditorium that's located not far from the scene of the massacre that left 26 people dead, including a number of children. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KNCR 1460 AM Radio, and it is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark and Linda Bott.
Absolutely. KCNR 1460, good morning, and we are live and remote here. I'm so happy to have Trish next to us. Carl, of course, is speaking down in Corning at a school, actually assembly. And he's going to be talking about what does Veterans Day mean. I can't wait to hear all about it. I know last night he was preparing and was writing pages and pages. But we're here live, 8th Annual Rabba Salute to Veterans event. We are at Cornerstone Bank on Cypress and Hempstead. This is really a very cool event because your donation will be used to purchase Rabba punch cards, which will be distributed to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, to provide free transit rides to local veterans in need of affordable transportation. Trish, there's over 8,500 local veterans in need of transportation.
It's amazing how many veterans we have in Shasta County. A lot of them simply can't drive anymore or don't have transportation available. This is such a help to be able to get on the bus and go to their doctor's appointments or go where they need to be. So this is your opportunity to really give back to those veterans that have given so much to us.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to Brenda Belongi, who's going to give us a live report.
We're very official
on our weather situation here in the North State.
Hey, I'm no more official than any other source you get. I just have my own opinions about what's going on weather-wise. When I teach a class, I say, well, I really don't know that much about weather, but they tell me I know more than you do, so I get stuck teaching the class.
There's a science to it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of science in it, but there's a lot of art, too.
Oh, okay, so let's talk a little. I know we're going to do the weather report, but aren't you kind of interested,
sure,
too? I mean, about when we have these weather fronts coming in and predictions are 5 days out, how weather patterns can change quickly. How do you mix the science and the art? Well, doctors do that, so then I would imagine a meteorologist would too.
It's very similar. You know, we work a lot from computer models, which is where the real deep science comes in, where they create mathematical models of how the atmospheres they think that is going to behave, but it doesn't always do that. If it was perfect, I'd be out of a job, right? And I wouldn't, you know, the model would have it nailed down. So the art comes in through experience, pattern recognition, and deciding whether the model has the right idea or not. For instance, we have a lot of westerly flow coming across the Pacific over the next week, and the models really struggle with timing and the strength of weather systems when that happens. So this is where the experienced forecaster comes into play and knowing what's going to go on. And also, when you look at the micro dot of where you are, you know, the model doesn't know where you are, and it's really hard for it to get it down to really tiny places. And so Reading has a tremendous number of microclimates, and so figuring out what's going to happen just across town, and airport's a lot drier than the west side of town, for instance. So this is where local knowledge and the human input really makes a difference to people when they really have to know what's going on. A big concrete pour, for instance, in a construction site, that's, you know, the weather's vital to that. So
sure, absolutely.
You know, agriculture, you know, we try to push the limits out, and, you know, they make models out to a year, which good luck with that. But
yeah, like you say, though, good luck till the end of the week. Though,
yeah, exactly.
So wrong.
You know, when I started in this business, the forecast at beyond 3 days was really dicey. Now you can take it out 5 to 7 days in the models, and it's pretty good. Uh-huh. And that's over 35 years.
As so Mark Twain famously said, climate is what you expect, weather is what you get.
Right.
And what do we expect for the next 5 days?
Well, we do have a series of weather systems coming in. And today and tomorrow, we're going to have a lot of showers, so it'll be kind of wet. Not terribly cold. Highs in the Redding area will be around 60. And lows not too many degrees cooler, down in the low mid-50s. Snow levels, if you're going to Reno, around 7. If you're going north towards Oregon, they may drop down to around 5,500 or so. If you're a skier, there should be a little snow added to that Mount Shasta ski area. Should be pretty nice. The beautiful thing is that Saturday should be mostly sunny. Any Veterans Day activities around town would be gorgeous for that. You know, kind of cool. We've all been waiting for that after the really, really hot summer we had. A record number of 100-plus degree days here in Redding. At 72 of those this year. Wow. Shattered the old record of 68. So, you know, Redding is hot, but it was really hot this year. And then looking into early next week, we have more precipitation returning Sunday into Monday. And then after that, I make no claims to anything as to how that's going to work, but it does look like we'll have a few more systems bringing a little bit of rain, which is a good thing. We've been so dry, and now our fire danger is way down, and that's a good thing.
Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're all locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I'm curious why we have you here, Brenda. And it's an honor, by the way. It's always great when you're here. And how do you become, you know, what does it take to become a meteorologist? Tell us about the educational aspect of it and when you found that that was your calling.
Oh, my. How I got into the business is kind of, I came in the back door very different than a lot of my peers. But education-wise, you go off to college, study a lot of math and physics. You're in for, you know, a couple of years of calculus, physics. Then you take all of that and apply it to atmospheric physics and dynamics and things like that. So you basically come out of college as a meteorologist in your bachelor's degree with it's a degree in engineering and fluid dynamics, but it's fluid dynamics applied to the atmosphere because air is a fluid. We don't think of it as a fluid, but it behaves like a fluid. So when you model it, you're modeling it like water flows in a river. So that's a lot of hardcore science. My science trigger was tripped in my freshman year of high school. Talk about a teacher that literally changes your life and leads to the rest of your life. I don't think he knows that. I'm not even sure if he's still alive or not.
I love your little teared up here, and I love that because this person touched your life.
Yes.
He was your mentor.
Deeply. Well, I don't know if he was a mentor, but he certainly unlocked my...
Lit the spark.
Passion. Yes, big time. I knew halfway through my freshman year in high school that whatever I did for a living, it was going to be a deep science. So I'm an applied scientist. I take, I go the practical end, not the research end. There's that as well. So when I was in high school, I had a real deep interest in aviation. And flying is weather, and weather is flying. It's a very integral part of the industry.
They're tied together.
Absolutely. They're stitched together. And so in the late 70s, when I graduated from high school, there were a lot of pilots on the market. There really wasn't a lot of room to get a job. And I discovered from taking some introductory flights that I really didn't want to fly the machine. I just wanted to go for the ride. Love the view. Still do.
Absolutely. Small airplane.
Fabulous.
Best thing
helicopters
in the world.
Are even better because you can go wherever you want, whenever you want. It's awesome. Yeah. So what could I do that was an earth science? I really love the earth sciences, and meteorology is an earth science. That's the teacher that tripped my trigger was my earth science teacher in freshman high school. And I said, well, what can I do in support of the industry? Weather was it. And so I blindly went off to college to become a meteorologist. Oh, my gosh. I had no idea what I was getting into, but I'll tell you what, it's been a perfect match. I was born an analyst, and that is really what a weather forecaster does. You take the, 35 bits of information, and you put it all together and analyze it, and out comes your forecast. And you learn to recognize what's significant and what's not. And I used to wonder as a young forecaster how the senior forecasters could come in and be done with everything, with all their work by, 4 hours into an 8-hour shift. Well, after becoming a 20-year veteran myself, I got it figured out.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's practice and just recognizing what's significant and what isn't. So It's very much a job, an analyst's job. You're gathering data and you're drawing a conclusion.
A question, and I'm not sure exactly how to answer it, but you must get a lot of static about the fact that in your profession, a lot of times you're wrong.
Absolutely. And you have not lived as a young totally, and I mean totally, blown a forecast.
But that's got to be so easy to do. I mean, it happens all the time.
Well, it depends on your perspective. But, you know, this is what I tell people. I have the most awesome job in the world, because what other job can you have, be totally wrong, and still get paid really well every 2 weeks?
There you go.
Think about that. Politicians get voted out. Basketball players.
Not often enough, unfortunately,
well,
Brenda.
That, right. But they can be voted out. Me, I kind of have a little of immunity because I'm trying to figure out Mother Nature. But as you, the work I do is very site-specific, time-specific, and element-specific. Very challenging. Not for everybody. There's many different aspects in weather forecasting. And some people really like dealing with tornadoes or tropical storms and that sort of thing. I happen to really like trying to figure out what weather's going to do in complex terrain, or in other words, mountainous terrain. It's a big challenge.
Well, thank you for joining us, Brenda. And one more question for you, in that you talked about your mentor, or the person, the teacher who like lit your world and said, you know, it did touch you in a deep way that opened you up into what you knew that you wanted to do in the future. That's like an aha, or however you want to term it. But now you also teach, so you're bringing forward, probably helping people to have that awakening as well.
Right. My dad was an educator, a teacher, so I guess I have it in my blood. And not only do I teach, but I'm about to teach teachers. I'm looking for people that now I'll retire in a year, and I'm looking for people for successional planning, and teach people how to teach what I teach, and so we carry on.
Perfect.
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Again, here we are at the 8th Annual Robus Luta Veterans Event, and we're encouraging you to drive by and give donations, because you, with your donation, will be able to help a veteran and veterans. We have 8,500 veterans, Trish, if you're just tuning in, that need transportation to get to work, medical appointments, school shopping, and other locations.
Absolutely. So this is your opportunity to help them. Stop by and leave a donation and stay and come in to the bank. Linda and I are inside the bank. Come in and say hello and have a cup of coffee, and we'd love to see you. And we need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I could be a rambler from the Seven Dials. Don't pay taxes, 'cause I never file. I don't do business that don't make me smile.
The East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties, or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us today at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead, between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash or check drive-thru event, or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Good morning. All right, we are live here, so if you're hearing a little, you know, fuss and muss, and a little, you know, it's Trish Clark and Linda Bott. We're here. It's KTNR 1460 on your dial AM. We love having you with us. It's a veteran, you know, of course, we're doing 8th Annual Rob a Salute to Veterans, and this week is all veterans. I mean, we have, tomorrow is going to be, Carl's going to be live and remote over at Crown, and then it's Veterans Day, and Friday night's Marine Corps birthday ball, and that's a really big deal.
And last weekend we had the Veterans Parade, and so it's all about veterans, and I love that, because I just love celebrating our veterans and being proud to be an American citizen in the greatest country in the world.
I love that. I'm a real flag waver. I like that whole thing. We have a flag actually in front of our house, and I have a Marine Corps flag, and I have to look for a pole today, because I want to be able to surprise Carl with that Marine flag. It was given to him as a present for Christmas, and so we can fly both flags.
Oh, fantastic.
So when he gets
great.
Back.
That's great.
Know, yeah. Well, you know what? We couldn't do this today if we didn't have sponsors, and we love it when a community comes together and they sponsor the station, they sponsor the veterans, and we're here today with Susanna Birch from Cornerstone Bank. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Your beautiful smile and your happiness.
Absolutely.
And she's been here this morning since early when we got here, and she's been smiling and just greeting everybody, and great.
Absolutely. Up at 5 to go buy Dutch Bros and get that Camaro so everybody's happy, happy.
There you go. That's perfect.
We love it. Thank you so much for your generosity. Tell us a little bit about Cornerstone Bank and your position here and what drew you to the bank.
What drew me to the bank? Cornerstone Community Bank is a hands-on community bank. You'll see our officers out either with different service clubs or events and just rolling up their sleeves and working alongside to make great things happen in our community. We pride ourselves at Cornerstone. We have 3 branches now. We started in Red Bluff 11 years ago, and then 6 years ago we opened a Reading branch, and we just opened our second Reading branch in downtown, invested in downtown Reading. Excited about that. That happened in June. And
beautiful building.
Thank you very much. Love that remodel. Difference about doing business with Cornerstone is you get to do business face-to-face. You're dealing with a loan officer face-to-face who's making lending decisions. You're going to walk in our branch. Our president's going to know your first name. Our frontline staff is going to greet you by your first name. It's not an over-the-phone transaction. It's very personable, hands-on.
And that is so important. I hate doing business. You go into the same place day after day, They don't care whether you're there. They don't remember that you were there before. I never identify really well with that. After I've been in the same place three or four times, I think they should know who I am and care that I came back.
There you go. And you ladies asked what drew me to the bank, and I guess being a steward of the community and this being an example of the 8th annual RABA salute to veterans. I think the bank's been a partner now for 4 years. We have this location here on Hempstead and Cypress, high visibility, and just to come together so we can support those veterans in a simple way to say thank you and help them with free transportation, RABA passes. So the bank's really excited to continue to partner for this event.
And if you're out driving around, there's places to drop your donation off. Outside, there's some other radio stations that you can go by and drop those off. If you'd like to come in and say hello to Linda and I and come inside the bank, have a cup of coffee, please do so. There's plenty of parking, and this is your opportunity to really give back and support Cornerstone Bank and their endeavors as well.
Absolutely.
And 50%. Let's talk about the matching.
Absolutely. The Reading Area Bus Authority, City of Reading, has stepped up, and they are matching 50 cents per dollar donated. So we are serving over 85, listen to me, there's the community spirit. We're responsible
Absolutely.
For taking care of our veterans, right?
Hopefully it's we.
Yes.
You're making it we.
Yes. The Shasta Veterans Service Office hands out these free bus passes, and they're serving over 8,500 veterans a month in Shasta County. So this fundraising donation opportunity funds those free bus passes for our veterans.
And it's just great. You know, our veterans have gone the extra mile for us. They've given their time and service for this country. And these are things that they deserve, and we owe them as a society to make their life now comfortable, and they need these passes so that they can get on the bus and go to the things they need to. Great opportunity to pay back.
Absolutely. It's a basic need.
So on the flyer here, it says, thank you to our 2017 business sponsors, Diamond Level Cornerstone Community Bank. What's that?
What's that? Our financial contribution to this cause has been $1,000 each year. It's minimal, but it's a cause. It speaks to the bank. We support it besides hosting it today. We wanted to make a financial contribution as well.
Good for you. And is Rob halving that by 50 cents as well on each
Absolutely.
Dollar?
They are.
There you go.
Absolutely. Okay,
fantastic.
Absolutely. So just excited, encourage the community to come by to make a cash or check donation at either of Cornerstone Community Bank's Reading branches. There's one at 150 East Cypress, one at 1845 California. And if you can't come by the bank today, you can always come by tomorrow or before the end of the year. But you can always 24/7 donate online at RABAveterans.com. Again, RABAveterans.com. Make your online donation.
And earlier in the show, we gave out another webpage, and that's a little confusing. And this is the easiest one, just www.RABAveterans.com, and that'll go right in. You can make your online donation.
We really appreciate all that you do and that you reach out and you do this veterans. Again, we have Q97 that's out on the street on the corner there, and Kay Shasta is in on the inside lane. We're inside the bank. I don't know, because we kind of got the inside
we're
job.
Special, Linda.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming here to joining us this morning. And of course, we'll be here till 9 o'clock, and we really appreciate Suzanne Birch. Thank you so much. And what did you do before? Were you always in banking?
Well, prior to the bank, I was with Enjoy Magazine, our friends over at Enjoy Magazine. So always been in the North State. Gotten around, well-known, community-minded that way. So,
and you need to come in. We've got three lovely ladies here waiting for your business, and sitting here looking at us, and we're probably interrupting them, but
they're
all smiles.
They walked in this morning, didn't they? Walk in like they were happy to be here.
I like that.
Nobody was dragging in, by the way. I know the
no
difference. Body language was not dragging.
And if I may, when we got here, of course, when you're going into a strange place for a remote, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if you're going to have power. You don't know if you're going to be able to get into the building. We've all been there, any of us in this radio business. Suzanne met us in the parking lot with a great big smile. What can I do to help?
You've got options, right?
Yeah.
You've got options.
Place to set up. And that's the attitude that sets a place like this apart from a corporate monolithic you're a number and we're going to take you for all we can situation.
And that is so important when you're doing business.
Refreshing.
The best thing, that the service in any, whether it's in a restaurant or a bank or anything, the service is the number one quality.
All right.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you
so much.
Glad to have you here.
All right. Good energy.
Absolutely. Very pleasant, nice, warm surrounding. You know, it doesn't quite feel like a bank when you come in here. It's much more homey and comfortable and seems like a place where you could get whatever your needs are at that point taken care of in a banking way.
And we are KCNR 1460. So happy to have you with us this morning. We know that you can go to many different news organizations, but we feel like we're kind of the community radio for the North State. And right now, this is a great community effort.
We are your town hall.
Town hall. Yes, there you go.
It is. It's an opportunity. And I think I so admire what you and Carl do on the show on a regular basis, because you do bring all this local stuff in, give everybody an opportunity to talk about whatever's on their mind, whether it's a local event. You guys always are so good about promoting what's going on in our community, and that's what I think we expect out of a good radio station.
So
community radio for the North State.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, we've got our holiday season here, and, of course, everything veterans today, this whole week. We have we're going to be out at the VA actually home on Saturday. They'll have an event. Friday is Marine Corps birthday. Remember, Marine Corps birthday ball. You need to call in Friday and wish happy birthday to Carl, because it's a really big deal. And some friends of ours are getting married on Marine Corps birthday. So we won't be there, because Carl's on the board of the Marine Corps Ball Association. And, you know, Marines are very, and I'm sure many other branches are very serious about their birthday dates.
I think Marines are more serious about more things than the other. I just think they are. They're just more serious about any of that stuff.
I don't know. I'm finding that out. 10 years of marriage here. So anyway, again, over 8,500 local veterans need transportation to get to work. And today, that's why we're here live on remote inside Cornerstone Bank, that's off of Hempstead and Cypress. We're taking your donations. You can make your check out to Cornerstone Community Bank and
to Rabba. Yeah, make it out to Rabba. And then on that little memo line, be sure that you put salute to veterans so they know exactly where the money goes.
Did you have people in your family that served?
I did not. And I have a small family, and I was never around the veteran from that point. I got interested in it only through different events in my community. And when I got involved in politics, I worked very closely with the veterans community, the people in our community that were really making a difference. And as a result of that, I often say that I didn't personally go through the things of having a veteran that was missing in action or losing veterans. But I so respect all those that do, and think that that's part of our community obligation to give back.
Well, how close are we before break? With the buttons. We need to take a break now. When we come back, we have a very special guest and a listener who came by today, Kay, who's been with us probably since day one. She's an avid listener and love running into her. We're going to talk to Kay and about her father's service. We know that we attended your father's memorial out at the beautiful Veterans Cemetery, and he was a Navy man, right? So we're going to talk to what that meant for you to have somebody in it who else served in your family as well. And I think it's great to pay homage to our veterans that are here and past, present.
Absolutely.
So we'll be right back. KCNR 1460, it's Linda Bott and Trish Clark here live on remote.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly draws. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Hop on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local Ready Mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality Ready Mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality Ready Mix product.
This Friday, November 10th, KCNR and Crown Motors join forces once again with a salute to the veterans. Carl and Linda will be broadcasting live from Crown Motors in Reading at 555 Cypress Street with stories from those who have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror. Plus, Crown Motors will donate $100 to a local veterans organization for every vehicle sold. Come out and join us Friday, Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, beginning at 7 a.m. for Free Fire Radio's Salute to the Veterans.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see every night I have.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark and Linda Bott, and we are live at Cornerstone Community Bank for the 5th annual Rob a Salute to Veterans events. We're doing a live remote, and we have another guest with us right now, and Kay's going to talk to us about some veteran issues and your father. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
Okay, get in there on the microphone. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you
it's
called
never
in.
Actually bitten anyone, Kay.
No,
so
you know what,
right.
Kay, it's interesting because you've called in, you've listened, you've been on the chat pack, and so here we are, now you're live. So let's talk about your dad, a little pay homage to your father who served in the Navy.
Right. My father was a powder monkey. He joined the Navy to see the world and ended up in Hawthorne, Nevada.
All right, well,
since he was raised partly in Alturas and partly in San Jose, he just saw bigger sagebrush. And what the men in his unit did was that they painted the ballast site on the missiles and on the rockets. And so what happens is the fire comes up from the rocket, and then the ballast site, it hits the ballast site, and it keeps propels it so that the missiles go where they're supposed to go. And most of them, the ballast site apparently is quite toxic, and they spent a lot of time in sick bay because they'd work and work and work, and then they'd have to. I mean, that was sort of like their breaks.
So how long did your father serve?
He was 2 years.
2 years. And tell us, anybody else in your family that served?
Well, his father was a dentist, and he wanted to join the army, and his thing was that he felt that if we lost World War II, we'd have socialized medicine. And so he went through, but he didn't pass the AFI station. They found that he had Hodgkin's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was still motivated, and he went over to, he applied to Canada because they needed dentists in their military. And so he ended up a captain in the Canadian Dental Corps, and that's where he died of Hodgkin's disease. And he's buried in the Fall River Cemetery with his maple leaf and everything.
Oh, Fall River. Well, isn't that lovely? And we want to thank you so much, Kay, for coming on today.
Well, you're
welcome. And I came by to be here to support the Salute to the Veterans, and we see you at so many veteran events, and we thank your family for their service as well. And so we just wanted to get you on, and we have another veteran in the house today that come on over here, yes. Bill Phelan.
Come over here, Bill, and chat with us this morning.
All right.
Well,
thank you, Kay.
You do so much for the veterans, and they need to be supported. They really do, because they've given their all.
Thanks, Kay.
Thanks so much.
All right. Let's get Bill. Come on over here, Bill. Carl is speaking in front of what do you call it when you have like a whole group, an assembly?
An assembly, the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade in Corning High School, mm-hmm. and he's down there talking to them about veterans today.
Right. What does a veteran mean? And it's going to be interesting when he comes back to hear. Thanks, Kay, again. Bye-bye. I wonder what the response is going to be with our youth.
You know, I'm a little disappointed and appalled sometimes now when I speak to our children, because I don't think that we're teaching them enough. I don't think we're telling them about why we are so proud of this country and the veterans, and I'm not as happy with the education system and that they're teaching enough about our past. I think if we don't know what our past is, we don't have a lot of control over our future. I don't think we're teaching them enough about the importance of veterans and those things in our world.
Welcome to our show.
Thank
you.
Jump right in there.
Thank you. No, I was going to say an interesting little anecdote. George Washington's birthday every year, as a Purple Heart recipient, we go out to Grant School. And this is kind of the first thing a little 12-year-old boy is going to ask you, you ever kill anybody? We have to teach these kids the value of human life. How precious. It's a gift from God, and it's precious. And they trivialize it because they're youngsters. But we tried to be very, very a little more sedate and a little more caring about the sanctity of human life, because we've seen human life lost, and it's not a pleasant thing.
So
sorry, I got off on a tangent.
No, absolutely.
I think you push it.
It is not a video game.
We are seeing so much right now where people no longer seem to value human life with all of these catastrophes that are happening.
It's true.
You're absolutely right. We need to get back to teaching our children how the value of human life, as you indicate, And that you want to be real serious before you start. It isn't just a game, a video game. It's real.
Absolutely not. It's something that unfortunately, I think as long as there are politicians, there'll be wars, and as long as there are wars, there'll be innocent, young, brave Americans, men and women who will go into harm's way on behalf of this great republic.
Well, Bill, you're a Purple Heart recipient.
Yes, ma'am. Times two.
Times two, which means that you've been wounded in action.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're a Marine.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about your service, the years that you served, and of course, we thank you for your service.
Well, strangely enough, I'm an old man. I'll be 87, and I went to the Marine Corps in 1948, and I went into Korea in August of 1950 with the 1st Provisional Marine Brigade, because our Marine Corps had been cut back to bare bones, and Harry Truman, who hated the Corps, was trying to get rid of it. And so when we went, the Army was having a rough time at the Pusan perimeter. And they were garrison troops primarily. They were brave men and good soldiers, but they just weren't properly trained and equipped. So they wanted a Marine brigade to go in there and supplement them. And we went around and could not find a division. We could not find a regiment. When we went into Incheon, when we went into the Pusan perimeter, we were one rifle company short in each battalion. And so it was touch and go there for a while. And then I think we still didn't get the 7th Regiment, but the 1st Regiment was on its way from San Diego. And when they got there, we came around and made the Incheon invasion. So, yeah, I was at the Pusan perimeter. I made the Incheon invasion, and I walked out of the reservoir of the 5th Marine. So but when you're 19, 20 years old, hell, yeah, you know, you're bulletproof.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, please stay with us. Because we want to talk more about Veterans Day.
Okay.
A little bit more about you, because we think that you're a hero in our community, all that you do. Toys for Tots, so many things. But we're here with the 8th annual Rob a Salute to Veterans event. We're live. Trish Clark, Linda Bott. We're here with Bob and Brenda Belongi as well at the Cornerstone Bank on Hempstead and Cypress. We're taking donations. Your donations now are going to help a veteran in need to get a ride to wherever he needs to go.
There you go.
We'll be right back here. KCNR 1460.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us today at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead, between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash or check drive-through event, or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Reading's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream.
That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world.
And welcome back to Chris Rich Clark and Linda Bott. And we are live at Cornerstone Community Bank for the 8th annual Rob a Salute to Veterans event. And we're just excited here because we're visiting with some people, and we have Bill Fagel with us who's going to give us some more comments just as he's going out the door, he says.
Well, when we were talking about the adversity that we went through, the Marine Corps sort of perpetuates itself where senior Marines teach younger Marines. That's indicated in our ball when the oldest Marine and the youngest Marine cut the cake. And that's symbolic of, so what I was leading up to is in Korea, my platoon sergeant, my gunnery sergeant, they'd been on Guadalcanal, Peleliu, Tarawa, Okinawa, Iwo Jima. So it was of great comfort to a young kid who's, you know, I was born and raised in Florida. I'd never seen snow in my life. And what was it, 38 below zero?
Whoa. So that was around the Chosen Frozen.
That was at the reservoir, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, strangely enough, down at the perimeter, it was the other extreme. People were dying of heat. I mean, passing out of heat. It was hot and humid, and everything was either straight up or straight down. So, you know, it was pretty taxing.
So we were talking about boot camp at the break and about conditioning and how important it is to be, you know, and the Marines have such a stringent conditioning, and probably you will hear them joke about the fact of so many of the different branches that the Marines feel like that was probably they had the most hardcore of tradition of conditioning. Is that correct, Bill?
Well, you know, it's awfully commendable to be proud. Anybody who served has my respect. But I will say this honestly. God forbid I ever have to go in harm's way again. I will go with the U.S. Marine Rifle Company.
Okay. Nice closing.
And it's for sure.
Thanks
you're here
for
with
joining
the,
us.
Thank you, Bill. 8th annual Rob a Salute to Veterans event. We're also going to be passing the mic over to Bill Casparino, who just generously donated some funds here. And we know we love people that really contribute to our community, and so generously as SSI Oil. And so good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks for joining us. This
is
great.
You're welcome, Trish. Great to be here with you guys.
We try to describe to people about, you know, SSI Oil. You guys do so much more than just, and it's Shasta County Transport, right? Okay.
Shasta-Siskiyou.
I'm sorry, I didn't buy my glasses
SST,
on that
SST, like the airplane.
Yeah, okay. So tell us a little bit about your organization, your company. Just let's talk about it.
Yeah, SST Oil, Shasta-Siskiyou Transport. We are a full-line petroleum jobber. We deliver fuel, gas, diesel. We have motor oils, bulk fuels. We deliver to service stations. We deliver to farms. We deliver to manufacturers. Anything that has to do with fuel, that's SST. And we hire veterans. We love our veteran community. I have a great neighbor. I can pull a plug out to Mr. Richard Raker, who's my wonderful neighbor, Marine, World War II vet, great guy. Yeah, so that's what SST does, and we've been here since 1967, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and the West.
But just thank you so much, and where are you located?
2370 Wyndham Lane, Redding, California, 241-1167, if I can plug that real quick. Come
absolutely.
Down, say hello, give us a call, just stop by, say hi.
You do so much for our community, SST, and this is just one of the many very generous things that you do. But let's talk a little bit more about, and the fact that you do hire veterans, we love that. People are getting out of the service and like, where do I go now? What am I doing? You're born and raised in, you're raised in Reading, actually. So you're a long time, you've seen people that have probably come and gone, served, coming back. Mm-hmm. It's nice to know that if somebody wants to come back to Reading after they've served, that you, they can find a position with your company.
Absolutely can. Come down and talk to me. Come right on and ask for Bill, and we'll, if we can find work for you, we will. If not, we'd just love to have you stop by and say hello anyway.
Absolutely. But what a great – because I think – a lot of people, when they come back, they have a hard time fitting in. Mm-hmm. Certainly, there's a lot of bad press about our veterans, unfortunately. So they don't think they're welcomed back always. And I think that's great that you're putting
that
welcome back.
They are with SSD, and I believe they are in Shasta County.
I think they are for sure.
And Tehama County. We'll put a plug down there.
Well, we do. No, we love our veterans in Shasta County. We even said so on the bridge. I made sure that sign went up before I got off the board.
Good job.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Because our veterans are very important to this community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My dad served in Korea. Just listening to Bill and his claim to fame, he was an MP. He used to say, I remember when I was quite young, Bill, we used to be able to shoot a crow off of that high wire line over there at 100 yards with our standard issue 45 caliber. And I always thought that was a heck of a shot, but I never had the chance to see him do it. He passed away before I actually had a chance to see him do it. But I do remember talking about Korea and the war, and it was awful cold over there when he served also. And, unfortunately, he passed away a little too soon, and we'll miss him. But he was a veteran, and he was very proud of his country, and he instilled in me those values, which I, in turn, would like to spread throughout my family and people that come in contact with me.
Thank you. My father was also a Navy man in Korea. In 4 years, he served, and I grew up with a very patriotic family. The flag, and my dad's still living, 86 years old, so he's just a year younger than Bill, and sharp like Bill, you know, still going at
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And my mother gave birth to my brother in Guam, you know, why my dad was serving and stationed in Guam. So we have great stories that we sit around our table and talk about. So we love our veterans. They signed a check with their lives. Now that I'm married to a Marine, you know, I mean, he said, you know, when you serve, you sign your life to that check, and you serve anytime you're called up. It's not about if it's warm or it's cold outside. You're going to go and serve, and that can be in so many different in harm's way.
Absolutely, and that's why we're here today down at the Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're doing the 8th annual Rob a Salute to Veterans event. This is your opportunity to pay back to some of those veterans who've given so much to this country. They're getting Robba rides. You can come down and make a donation. Robba is matching 50% on every donation today so that we can provide those tickets. They can get them at the Veterans Service Office when they need rides to go wherever they need to go, whether they're going shopping or to the doctor or what have you, and we have 8,500 veterans in Shasta County that are taking advantage of this program.
Absolutely. That's what we're here today. Again, it's the 8th annual Robba Salute to the Veterans, and we really appreciate, you know, Bill Caparino that's come in with the SST Transport, which is the Shasta Siskiyou Transport. And, Bill, you were saying that you reach out not just in Siskiyou, but you're widespread. You have how many communities or counties are you in?
We serve quite a lot of Northern California and Southern California with other products down there, but we are in most all Northern California counties and Southern Oregon counties.
And this is a huge family. There's a lot of connection between Siskiyou and Tehama and even Modoc County and Trinity County. Those counties kind of identify with each other.
Absolutely do. We absolutely do. It's quite a little nice knit community, our brotherhood of tanker yankers, if I could throw that one out there to the guys out there driving in all kinds of weather. Good for you. And we do have, I want to say we have 5 current veterans in the organization. Could be up to 7 now that I'm thinking about it. But, thank you very much for your service to our country.
And thank you so much, Bill, for coming by and making your generous donation. Also, a shout-out to Bob Alonchi, who served in the Navy for how many years?
About 4.5.
And where were you?
I was on the Enterprise, Westpac. Actually, I was assigned to Fighter Squadron 2, which was the F-14 Tomcat Squadron, one of the first ones to deploy.
and got to see a significant portion of the Western Pacific, made a few trips into the Indian Ocean. And what Bill said earlier, I can't remember phone numbers. I can't remember what I had last week, but I remember just about every minute of that boot camp experience and some of the places that a boy from Reading would probably never have gotten to see, African safari going through the inlands of Australia, Tasmania, Singapore, Hong Kong. Kid from Reading normally would not have that chance. And then that the Navy, I think, saved me because I was just sort of had no path. And I got out and got that experience, came back here with a whole different view. And, of course, my GI Bill got me into school, and that led me down the path until I'm sitting here.
Well, thank you.
Great story.
Yes, you love that.
Yeah.
All right, we have about a minute left. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on KCNR 1460. We love our listeners, our advertisers. It makes us it affords us the opportunity to be able to come and do these kinds of events. And Trish, thank you so much.
Well, it's always my pleasure to be a part of anything that's going on with KCNR 1460 AM radio. Voice for the North State. I just can't say how great it is to be connected with an organization that is giving the opportunity to everybody to voice their opinions and let people know what's going on in Shasta County.
All right. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, seat, newly remodeled.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate version of the Republicans' high-stakes tax overhaul set to be unveiled with billions of dollars worth of tax cuts for people and corporations, also a repeal of the federal deduction for state and local taxes. Senator John Thune laid out a few of the details on CBS this morning.
We took a slightly different approach on some of the major issues, but the contours of the bill will largely follow the House's action.
The House measure, meanwhile, nears approval by the Tax Writing Committee after a few last-minute changes. At a memorial service last night, not far from the site of Sunday's church shooting in Texas, Vice President Mike Pence spoke about